What if instead of publishing every day, like we are recommending to you in the Instagram course, you say, well, I want to just publish occasionally more quality information, something that's more, well curated, more informative. Certainly there is not one content strategy that is perfect for everybody, right? Just because Sean posts every day or I post several times a week, it doesn't mean that that's perfect for the kind of audience growth that you want. And the guides, it's not just audience growth. Remember, it's audience nurturing as well. Let me nurture you with a more centered camera maybe here. Okay. So if you want to just do an occasional more like, what they call it, a bang, you want to post a banger every now and then, great, go ahead and do it. But the problem is, how do you know it's going to be a banger? I've been dealing with this conundrum for years. It is so important to understand that your human natural brain bias is that the more time and effort you work on something, the more it becomes like your baby. Come on, right? We all know this dynamic. And so the more something becomes your baby, the more you're like, well, sometimes the problem is, well, I gotta grow this baby more before I can present this baby to the world. I it's a terrible analogy. But the idea is, how do you know you're not getting stuck in perfectionism? And when you finally present your amazing post to the world, and you're like, how come nobody thinks this thing is a banger like I am? Because you have fallen into the very natural, I still fall into this all the time. The more I work on something, the more I think it's supposed to be amazing. Versus if I stay with my consistent rhythm of publishing, I overcome this natural bias of, I think I'm so great the more I work on. So I think I'm going to be very curating and informative, but if I work longer on something, are you just lying to yourself? Oftentimes you are. Your brain is being extremely, extremely clever and saying, no, it's not quite there. Well, why don't you just keep working on it more? And no, maybe you don't have to follow even twice a week that George posts on Instagram. Why don't you just do every 2 weeks? Why don't you do it? You know what? Maybe just once a month, something like really great. It's going to go viral. Yeah, good luck. That means if you post, let me give you an example. If you post once a month, this means you have only 12 experiments a year, 12 in a year. In a decade, only 120 experiments. Whereas what Sean's doing every day, let's do Monday through Friday, what is that? Something like 200 days a year? That's 200 experiments per year. Versus, and then in a decade, you get 120 experiments. Who is going to be more likely to find their voice and to find their audience sooner? It's not a rocket science, this part. So please do not lie to yourself and think, oh, I know what's quality. I'm going to work on it longer. No. Oftentimes for me, something I put out that I just basically said off the top of my head for 10 minutes goes viral. And then something else I work on, for example, my books, right? Things that take a year long. I put it out there and it's like crickets. All I hear is crickets. I don't hear any humans, you know. Don't lie to yourself. You got to stay with your consistent rhythm of publishing, whatever that may be. It's got to be more than once a month, obviously. It's got to be more than twice a month, probably. For me, twice a week is like a good minimum on Instagram. Like once a week, fine. Sometimes you take a week off, but just remember, how many experiments a year are you giving yourself? The more experiments, the better. I'm paraphrasing like the Emerson quote, right? All life, don't be too timid or squeamish about your actions. All life is experimentation. The more experiments, the better. So I hope this helps.